SFM Manchester, I'm Dave Haslam on this Monday evening with Music Response, a special with James talking to us live in the studio, Tim, Jim and Larry. That was Chameleon. That's one of the previously unheard tracks that's on the album Fresh as a Daisy. Obviously, drawing to a close, I would love to know how you feel that you've changed as people over the last 25 years that you've been working together. Do you feel you've changed, or are you similar as people as you were all that time ago when you started out?
James changes you. I mean, you know, being involved in something like James in the last 25 years, I think, has had a profound effect on us, as has having time away from James. I've had longer away from James than these two guys, but it's been interesting to note. I think people have confided in me on this tour, people who've known the band, who've been around the band for quite a long time, managers and things like that, how different all three of us are, and how much more relaxed, easygoing, and chilled out everybody is. So, you know, we obviously have changed.
So another question that I wanted to ask, maybe Tim's the one to answer it, because it's about Manchester, how Manchester has changed over these 25 years. Obviously, you know, you're not living in the city anymore, Tim. What's your, you know, obviously you've been hanging around in the last, you know, few weeks, you've been able to visit. How do you feel the city's changed? Because those of us who are, you know, in Manchester feel that Manchester's changed a lot in that period.
I think, I mean, I almost have a tourist eye view of it now, because I go away and come back in intervals. Oh, guys, I wouldn't know how to put my finger on it. I mean, there's a lot of building that's been going on. That's the first thing that hits you. I don't know, it's been strange, too, seeing how a lot of what we've been through, or factory and the baggy scene, it's the way it's been absorbed into the city is very strange. It's almost like institutionalized now. I love the pride here, and I love the bloody mindedness of Manchester. It feels like a city that takes no prisoners and won't put up with much bullshit.
I think Manchester as well kind of loved the fact that we really had to struggle against the business and the system, which you kind of always seemed very much London-based. And we had such problems with that. I mean, I was going to say in the early years, but it was probably about the first 10, 13 years. And we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Manchester and the Manchester people. The only thing we could do was to play live. And we played live round and round in Manchester and got bigger and bigger until we were playing two nights at GMEX and we'd not got a record label. So that somehow fits with that. It somehow fits with being a second city, and having attitude and self-belief and bloody-mindedness.
A healthy chip on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Mm. Great. Well, thank you very much. It's been brilliant this evening, and I know that the people of Manchester are very proud of their connections with James as well, so thank you so much for coming in the studio tonight. This is XFM Manchester. You've been listening to Music Response with Dave Haslam, and the lads are ending tonight with another exclusive acoustic version for us. This is Laid on XFM Manchester.